Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, it's that time again where you sort of listen to me talking, and it is a welcome break from your life. Can I say that? I'm a welcome break from their life, because I've just said it, and I don't mean that really, but maybe you're a welcome break from my life and I'm just reflecting that back at you. Have you thought about that? No, listen, I'm grateful you're here actually. I've needed the toilet for about an hour, but I'm just keeping it in there just to see. I might do an experiment. Is there a world record for who's held in the toilet the longest? Because I'd like to put myself forward for that, actually. Anyway, today I've had a lovely day, if you're interested, chatting to Rose Johnson from Birthday Girls and, from the world at large. So look, I've had a wonderful time talking to Rose Johnson, and all I wish for you is that you have just as nice a time listening to it. Well, all that remains to be said is keep moisturising and wipe front to back. Dr. George Reichold told me that. Do you remember George Reichold, the character? Oh, he had a disgusting bit, but it was quite funny. About wiping front to back. Anyway, it's time to get in to Cuddle Club. Well, from my fingers to my toes, it's the lovely Rose. I was trying out a new introduction.
Well, there I was thinking she won't have come up with an introduction. Before the podcast, I've just been being regaled with a story of you being in a flap about a rap.
Well, I was in a flap about a rap, yeah. How are you, my love?
Oh, I'm all right. A bit drowsy today.
Dan been drugging you again, has he? Welcome to Cuddle Club.
That's my husband, just for...
Welcome to Cuddle Club. The first question is, has your husband been drugging you?
No, just a bit drowsy. Was out on the town last night. I say the town, I mean East Dulwich. Mm. But yeah, so I've been moving quite slowly this morning.
I find it very hard to know, because you've been in my phone as Rose Birthday Girls since I've known you.
Yeah.
I find it very hard to remember your surname ever.
Really?
Yeah, because I just think Rose Birthday Girls all the time. Every time I think of you, that's what pops into my head. Rose Birthday Girls.
For listeners, Johnson! There we go. There she is.
Well, I'm not drowsy today.
I was going to explain to the listeners who might not know, Birthday Girls is my sketch group.
Oh, they'll fucking know, Rose Johnson. They'll fucking know. I'm spicy aggressive today. I'm on my period.
Right, okay. What day of it?
I'm past the aggression stage, really. I'm into the sort of romantic stage with it.
Of your period? I thought your romantic stage happened, that was like in the month. I didn't know it was like all contained during the actual period.
Yeah, day
three. I thought
three.
The romantic stage was when you were ovulating, but for you it's just day three of a period.
Well, I'm always romantic, but yeah. Apart from day one of my period.
Furious.
Quite cross.
Yeah, same. It gets worse as you get older, I think.
I think it gets easier.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
I used to, because when I was younger, I used to, when you know, when like you sort of get that book that's like, from your mum, that's like, what's called like, what's going on down there or something. Mm. And it's all about, and then it tells you about PMS and PMT. When I got my period, I was like, well, I just don't get that at all. And I thought, oh, aren't I lucky? And now I could kill.
Well, should I tell you something that will make you feel sad?
Yeah.
Apparently, the way that you get your periods is just a reflection of what else is going on in your life. So it's a microcosm of your body being happy or not. or something.
Right,
I don't know.
Lou.
Could be woo-woo.
It's not good. It's not good for me, that. I thought the reason it gets worse as you get older could be that it's your body being like, fucking come on, have a baby, you're running out of time.
Oh, it might be that as well.
Wait, so yours, was it based on any science or was it like a spiritual healer that's told you this?
You know, there's not much difference between the two.
We're cuddling up, we're cuddling down, we're cuddling all around.
Are you ready for your quick fire round?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I've got three questions for you coming up right now. How much do you think you spent on sandwiches in your lifetime?
Oh, thousands, if not, no, thousands.
If not thousands. Thousands, if not thousands. How long do you think before I get cancelled?
Sort of days,
yeah,
weeks. It's a short term. It's short term.
Yeah. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Sailor.
Tinker.
Oh, that's the one that did all the sex crimes.
Oh, no.
But you've chosen it now, so I guess you like men that do sex crimes. And on we go.
Luli, it's been a real onslaught, I'd say, since I came on the pod. You're telling me that I've got my periods because I'm deeply unhappy as a person. You told me that I've chosen a sex pest. What next? I thought this was going to be a lovely podcast. I was thinking, oh, Cuddle Club, that'll be a lovely podcast.
We had a nice chat right at the top, didn't we? But we didn't record that.
Yeah, as soon as the cameras were on, you turned.
I did. Jeremy Paxman of the Cuddle Club. Hang on, is it Jeremy?
I love that you say that you're the Jeremy Paxton of the Cuddle Club when the Cuddle Club is just you.
Yeah.
So you're all of the people of the Cuddle Club.
Hang on, is it Carol? Who's the... Anne Robinson.
Yeah, you're thinking of... You are correct with Jeremy Paxton.
Are you calling him Paxton?
Jeremy Paxman. But then are you thinking of... Yeah, Jeremy Paxman, he's very strict on University Challenge, isn't he?
What about Anne Diamond?
I think she's fine, isn't she?
Yeah, largely fine, yeah. You don't hear Anne Diamond wondering when she's going to be cancelled. Because, she's not about as much, really, nowadays.
John Humphreys is a quite good one to use. He's the one who's, you know, on the Today programme berating politicians over breakfast.
Would it kill you to think of a woman?
Well, they're famously... I mean, Emily Maitlis, maybe? Laura
Kunzberg. I love Emily Maitlis.
Yeah, she's fantastic.
She's fantastic.
But I'd say she's a stern interviewer.
But a lovely friend, I dare say.
Oh, I thought you were going to say she is. I thought you were friends with her.
No, I'd love to be friends with her, but I don't think I'd quite be her vibe.
Maybe it would work, though. It'd be a sort of chalk and cheese scenario.
I bet she's a bit of a bloody laugh after hours.
I was going to say that. She probably lets her hair down.
Gross.
I met Kirsty Walk off. I met Kirsty Walk once, and she was, she was a good time.
A bit of a laugh. You've got to let off some steam after. It can't be news, news, news. I've got some news for you. News girls like to have fun. Oh, well, now she's asking. So what do you think about the word cuddle?
Cuddle. The word, not a huge fan of, no. I would say, but the actual thing of it, lovely.
Yeah. You don't go around saying it. Ooh, chasing Dan around the house, give me a cuddle.
No, sort of actually, probably I would do that in a sort of hideous... needy way on the sofa.
Who's more into the relationship? I don't usually ask that.
Oh, 100% me. Absolutely desperate.
Is that true?
Yeah, like he's a very secure man, comfortable in his own skin, comfortable in, you know, his affections, my affection for him. I'm crippled by neediness.
Or should we do an experiment where you just like back off and see what happens?
I've done that, but the thing is, Lou, I crumble after about 2 hours to the point where he doesn't even notice that it's happened.
Oh, no. Well, women, we love too much. What can I say? With my boyfriend, he just doesn't... He always comes around to what I'm thinking just a few days later.
Once you've worn him down?
No, I just leave it with him. I think, you know, because he is that bit younger, so I just leave it with him. He'll come round to mummy. Come on.
Oh, no. Can we give mummy a cuddle?
That makes me feel sick.
But no, I'm very into your hugging You're cuddling.
You're clasping.
I would say, I am generally a tactile person, unless it's in the scenario of an unwanted physical contact from a man. Mm. Then when I'm like, no. You know your scenarios. Younger at a family function and you're like, oh, I don't want to cuddle off you. Or you've sort of met somebody for the first time and they want to give you a cuddle goodbye and you just think, ooh. No. Mm. Or a man in a bar.
Flies down, claspy hands. Yeah.
Well, it's just that little touch of the lower back, or you know when they move you out of the way by putting their hands on your hips from behind.
I love that.
Like if you're in a crowd, you
they just
a stranger in a bar.
Yeah,
you love that.
A piece of property. And they come over like a big strong man, just pop you to one side because you don't need to be there, do you, in their way?
Can I tell you something that happened? It's not physical contact, but I was at a gig. I did a gig like last week, and it's a gig that I do regularly with Dan, Stevie Martin, Ben Tarjay and Gabby Best.
And it's called?
The Night of Nights.
Yeah, love it.
It's at the Bill Murray in Angel. It's a good time, new material. Yeah, on this occasion, Gabby Best has just birthed a child, so was replaced by Kat Bond. We went for a drink after the gig in the pub. We're all sitting around a table. After about an hour, Kat goes to the bar, Dan goes to the loo, Ben Tarjay's gone. So for the first time, me and Stevie are on our own at the table. Like within 30 seconds, a man came over, banged his pint glass down on the table in between us.
Whoa.
Took his coat off, put it on the back of one of the chairs and went, all right, girls, yeah, I'm a bit hot, so I'm going to put that there. And I was like, no, you're not. And he was like, yeah, I'm a bit hot, put my coat there. And I was like, no, my friend's sitting there. Can you take it away? I said, we're going soon. You don't need to do that. Mm. And he was just like, yeah, whatever. Just wouldn't do it. So I was like, can you move your coat? You can't just come and do that. And he was like, oh, you're a bit aggressive, aren't you? And I was like, yeah, I am. And then I was like, our friends are coming back. And then he was like, oh, we'll see about that. He thought I was making it up.
Yeah.
And then he just was there being really confrontational until Dan came back from the toilet, at which point he just left, disappeared.
Guild.
So it's that kind of thing.
Yeah, that brand of
like invasion of personal space or private that I'm like, no.
Wally's everywhere.
He either thought we'd be charmed. We'd be like, oh, who's this cheeky chappy? Yeah. Who's this tinker? Although I did say I wanted a tinker. He was the ultimate tinker.
He was the tinker.
I think he either thought we'd be like, oh, who's this funny guy? Or he thought we'd deal with it in the way that women are trained to deal with those scenarios. Just being like, oh,
just
having a drink and like politely shrugging it off. Well, tell you what, I'm tired of that, Luli.
Yeah.
Absolutely not anymore.
Oh, we're going to go around headbutting everyone, aren't we? Imagine I'm going to hug you now. Are you into it?
Yeah, I love a Luli hug.
Yeah, it's one of the best, isn't it? I don't want to bloat my own float, you know?
To be honest, it would probably be a mutual thing. We'd probably be both going in for the hug at the same time, the cuddle at the same time, wouldn't we?
Wonderful. It's wonderful to imagine, isn't it? Oh, there's a man around the back.
Of you?
Yeah, there's a man around the back. Yeah, sorry, do you mind if I just do a light bit of anal while I whiz through these quezzies?
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
Okay, touch quiz. You've got 5 questions to think about what I'm thinking of touching, okay?
Yeah, and it's a thing, not a person.
Yeah, it's a thing, not a person.
Is that one of the questions? No.
No, you can have some.
That's
more,
just establishing the parameters of the game.
Yeah, it is a thing, kind of.
Animal, vegetable or mineral?
Animal.
Big or small?
About that big, for the listener. About the size of...
It was sort of a bird.
Small bird, very small bird.
Small bird. Is it a bird?
No, it's not exactly an animal. It's sort of more specific. Terrific specifics.
Okay, is it real or is it made up?
Oh, it's real, baby. Yeah, it's real. Oh, guess along God. At home. Rose, tell them to guess
I think
along
I've
at home.
Got, guess along at home.
Thank you.
So I think I've got one question left, and I'll be honest, I'm absolutely shooting in the dark here. It's a specific animal.
Okay, you've got me. It's a part of an animal.
Oh.
It's a dog's tongue, Rose.
Well, you could have at least given me a bloody guess. At least let me say a squirrel's leg, and then...
Well, what are you going to guess a dog's tongue was?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I'll put you out of your misery. It was a dog's tongue.
Christ.
Yeah, what do you think about that then?
Do you know what? I actually do have quite strong opinions about a dog's tongue.
I'd love to hear them, I really would.
Not, don't like them, really. Don't like being licked by a dog.
Yeah, no, I don't. No.
It's smelly and I don't like it. I think, like, what they eat is gross and I don't like it. But weirdly, I do like getting licked by a cat.
Yeah, they are a bit cleaner.
Cleaner, and also the tongue's all scratchy and it's a real sign of, like, when a cat really likes you. You know, dogs are indiscriminate with their licking.
I think so. And they all stink. You heard it here on Cuddle Club before and you'll hear it again. Dogs stink. We've all gone mad.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. Are you good at chatting someone up or being chatted up?
Very bad at chatting someone up. Whenever I've tried to sort of come on to people, I've either really misjudged their level of interest.
Right, yeah.
Which has become clear very, very sort of soon into the chat up attempt. Or I do that thing where you try too hard and you try and be funny, but actually it's just like a bit much, or you're probably a bit too neggy.
Yeah, I know both of those. Yeah, about as welcome as a dog's tongue, of course, in that scenario.
In fact, I would say I don't know if I have ever successfully chatted someone up, but I would say I have been successfully chatted up.
By?
I won't say his name because he's famous.
Ooh.
But it was in Edinburgh, and I would say from beginning of chat up attempt to like leaving the bar together, under 2 minutes.
Really? Wow, he's good at his game.
It was in my younger years, you know, in the heady days of my 20s at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival when I was young, free and single.
Good on Alan Carr. You know, he's got it in him.
It was Nicholas Parsons, okay?
Okay, fair enough. No. Good luck to you both. Oh, I won't ask you again, but I tell you who will. It's Alan de Botton. That was Luke on keys, if you can believe. Alan de Botton. Alan de Botton wants to ask a question now, okay.
I thought that was a box of tampons. I was like, Luli, please, can you wait until we finish the podcast?
How do you think we end the podcast? You watching me shove a moon cup up me. Right. On a good day, what can you legitimately be proud of yourself for?
On a good day? I would say on a good day, I can be legitimately proud of myself for achieving things that were very tangible goals in my, for example, career and life. Like, I was thinking the other day, I remember saying more than five years ago probably, but being like, I would love to just be able to make a living from writing on TV shows, you know, like the lovely Matthew Crosby does.
Yeah.
I was like, I'd love to do what he does. Well, would you believe it? Matthew Crosby's on paternity leave at the moment. And guess who was filling in for him?
Yes.
On TV's The Last Leg. And I was like, oh, you actually tangibly did do that. You did it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I remember thinking it was impossible to buy a house, the flat. I was like, I'm never going to be able to, like, I'd love to do that. And then I have done that. So on a good day, I can feel proud of that. But I tell you what, I also love to be a worrier. Love to be thinking in my head, oh God, there's still loads of stuff you haven't done.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. tricky.
Are there people you feel reassured by? And what is it about them that makes you feel this way?
Yes, there are definitely friends that I trust, my family and loved ones that I trust. And the thing that's reassuring about them is that they remind you of the good stuff about you, and they give you like an objective viewpoint on yourself that's quite difficult to have in your own head about yourself.
It's a non-judgment, isn't it, really? That
Well,
that sounds nice.
Have you?
Well, I don't know now. Must have. I must have.
You must have people that you talk to and you think, oh, I feel better now I've spoken to them.
Yeah, I've like... it's people that you can be a little bitch in front of and get your little bitch stuff out. And they're like...
Or your worst fears and stuff. Yeah. You know, you have these insecurities and you say them to your friends or something and they're like... No, you're so great. You're funny. You do nice things for people. And then you're like, okay, yeah, maybe I'm not a slug.
Yeah, a slug. No, not you. I called Richard Rev Coles a slug on primetime telly, and everyone went absolutely frigging mad.
Are you joking?
No, it was on House of Games. Obviously, it was a joke. I didn't mean at all, but his husband died just before it aired, so we filmed it like 6 months before.
Right, so it looked like you were being quite insensitive to his personal circumstances when in fact...
Oh my god. And then I was doing a gig the other day up north somewhere, and then this one girl came up to us for a picture. Well, she took these two women, and one of them said, oh, can I get a picture, because my friend absolutely hates you. So hard.
That's brilliant.
It's funny, isn't it? She said, yeah. And I was like, oh, right. And she saw you on House of Games, and she thought you weren't funny and hated you. And I think it was because of the old slug comment, you know?
That's so funny. But also, kudos to the woman for being absolutely upfront about that.
Yeah.
You know, she's living her truth. She's not lying to get a photo of you that's then going to be sent to her friend.
Also, that girl's quite cool because... she knows her friends hate someone. Then she takes a picture of us together just to show her friend, look, I'm with the person you hate.
I mean, who's the real slug here? It's her.
I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? Best on-screen cuddle, if you don't mind, Rose.
You might have had this one before, but the one that sprung to mind was Mowgli and Baloo.
I think maybe we have, but I mean, I'm not the best person to ask. Ask one of the listeners.
In one ear, out the other with you, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit. How are you keeping everything up here? You can't. Life's too tough. You can't be keeping...
See, I do, but I keep everything up there, but it means that I'm a very anxious person because it's all up there, Lou.
I leave a voice note for someone. They'll leave a voice note back, like 4 minutes, 5 minutes later. And I'll think, what are they talking about? I can't remember what I asked them. I have to re-listen to mine.
That's quite good though, because it means you're probably practicing. That's sort of like natural mindfulness. You have to be in the moment because you can't remember what's just past or what's going to happen in the future. But yeah, Mowgli and Baloo. I just think it looks like such a nice cuddle. Baloo looks like such a nice, comfy bear to cuddle.
They should open a because I think
bear
a lot
cafe.
Yeah, a bear cafe. Thank you. That was what I was going with, but
I knew you were, and I thought, is she going to say it? Surely not, because she's thinking that through as she's saying it and thinking.
No, but wait, I've got all the answers, because not real bears, but you have like someone who's got very good energy, dressed in a cuddly bear outfit.
Oh no, that's going to be abused.
Full of perverts.
Of course it is. Where do you look? This is what I always say. When you're looking for the perverts, look at children's entertainers, magicians, and the people inside the bear suits at the bear cafe. Who's lining up? Who's lining up to do that job?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I retract my statement. I'd love to be Mowgli, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it would be so nice. You know, when they're like floating along, Baloo's floating along in the river and Mowgli's like sitting on his belly. I mean, just an absolute dream.
Yeah, but what the documentary doesn't show you is all the crocs.
The documentary, The Jungle Book. No, the animated documentary, The Jungle Book.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It doesn't show you all the crocs and things like this.
There is a baddie, isn't there, in The Jungle Book?
Yeah, I suppose. But what I'm saying is nothing's completely...
Yeah, yeah.
I was waiting for you to finish that off, actually.
Unqualified joy in the world, there's always something to come. And
my one of my best friends has moved to Costa Rica, baby, and they got these yellow snakes. So there was one on the doorstep, and they're in this group WhatsApp thing with the neighbors, and this other sort of English person was like, oh, what's this cute little snake on my doorstep? And then someone replied saying, if that bites you, you'll have to like lose the extremity if you don't get an antidote within 2 hours, and if it bites your kid, they'll die. And you just sort of think, yeah, nowhere's paradise, really.
Well, but yes, but my argument there would be that that is naivety on the part of the person who initially said, ooh, what a cute snake. Surely your first instinct is it a dangerous? Like, who looks at a snake and goes, that's probably fine?
It's these ones that are really, really bad in this particular area. But then my friend just moved because the kids get stung all the time and then do, unfortunately, die.
Stung?
Like
bitten.
Bitten, yeah.
got stung by a snake.
Shove that in your science box.
So she's science box. What's a science box?
Shove it in your science box.
Yeah, I'd like a one-way ticket to Cuddle City Central, please. Okay.
Okay, best cuddle?
I would say this cuddle that my husband gave me in Edinburgh when we just got together and we were watching some kind of, it was like a show, but it was a show that I can't remember what it was, where there was like a band on stage and there was dancing. It was a bit of a dancey vibe. And I remember he was standing behind me and he was cuddling me from behind. And I remember just being like, oh, this is nice. I feel really nice and secure and nice.
Oh, that's nice. Especially in Edinburgh, bloody hell.
Yeah.
You need that there. I didn't know you got together in Edinburgh.
Yeah, famously, we had been sort of vaguely flirting in that weird way that comedians do where you just say horrible things to each other.
Mm. God, it looks like everyone's flirting with me.
And then we were at the silent disco. It was an outdoor silent disco anyway. And he took me aside and we were sitting down and he was like, I want to tell you something. And I was like, here we bloody go. I was like, what? And he was like, and then he chickened out and was like, nothing. And then really awkwardly accidentally poured his entire drink down my back.
Oh,
and it went
no.
all down like my shorts and my and I was just like, oh no, this is not how I thought the conversation was gonna go. And then basically a few weeks later or a few days later, I just barricaded him in my bedroom at 5 a.m. at a house party.
I love
the
that.
the old classic.
That's very birthday girls, isn't it?
Mm.
Rose, I don't want to be negative, but what's your worst cuddle, babe?
Once I hugged a producer goodbye. Yeah. And I breathed in at the wrong moment and I accidentally breathed in a big clump of her hair that was still attached to her head.
Ooh.
And so I couldn't breathe.
Oh, no.
So I was choking on her hair and I had to, like, hook her hair out of my mouth. I mean, the most awkward.
Did she know?
I don't think she noticed in the moment because, obviously, yeah. like, she was facing over my shoulder. But she will have noticed later that her hair was, like, wet.
Wet,
like, there was
yeah.
a big wet and spitty bit of hair.
Did you get the job?
It wasn't a job scenario, but I haven't worked with her again since, no. So
yeah, okay.
Make of that what you will.
Is it true that the other two and birthday girls have barred you from coming to meetings with producers and stuff?
They haven't barred me, but they have said you need to really try and control your facial expressions during meetings with producers because it's very, very abundantly clear from your face when you think somebody's a dick or they're bullshitting.
Yeah, control your face and stop eating their hair, and then I guess it's Hollywood from there on in. Now, what are arms for if not for snuggling? Thank you so much for doing the podcast. I'm delighted to say that the cuddle calculator is now calculating your cuddle type. There it goes. There we go. Are you excited about this? You're nervous, aren't you? It's the big one for you.
Yeah, I don't like any kind of, I get very anxious about any kind of test or exam. I always need to feel like I need to like excel.
Well, let's...
So think about that. Bear that in mind.
Let's see what the cuddle... Well, it's not me. It's out of my hands. It's the cuddle calculator. Let's see what the cuddle calculator is saying. There it is with the results. Okay, you are the mirror. you get back what you put out in life, and you've been putting out lovely since the day you came out your mama's poop hole. Keep shining on like the great mirror that you are. It's not bad, that one.
Yeah, that's really nice, actually, because I think I do put out a lot of love and affection into the world. I feel like I do make myself vulnerable.
And you get it straight back, baby, ever since the day you came out your mama's poop hole. Well, it was lovely to talk to you, and I'll see you later, I suppose.
Yeah, we're seeing each other tonight, aren't we?
Big time. Check out Rose Johnson. She's got her own podcast. I'll say that straight off the bat. Birthday Girls House Party. It's very good. I've done one or two. She's on Twitter and Instagram as Rose Jono. Rose, you know how to spell that. I'm not holding your hand through that one. And then J-O-H-N-N-O. The good news is, if you're cuddle crazy like me, you can come to the live gig. Live Cuddle Club. It's the first time we're doing it. On December the 12th at 21 Soho, which is in... You've guessed it, Soho. Book tickets now through the Place of website or 21 Soho online. Have a lovely time. Follow at Cuddle Club Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And do moisturise your elbows. Goodbye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
it. Coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.